This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
So she went to the Word, and she looked, submit yourself to God, in James 4:7. Then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So she went and she looked it up, and submit meant a lot of things, but the most important one was obey. Obey me. She said, well, Lord, I don't have a problem. I'll obey you. He said, okay. When I said, wives, submit to your husbands, do you know what I meant? She said, Lord, you couldn't mean for me to obey that man. Said, he's not a spiritual leader. You know, he's not doing what you told him to do. And over my dead body will I submit to my husband. Well, guess what? It's not going to be over your dead body. It's going to be over your children's dead body. Well, that got her attention. So she said, Lord, are you telling me that my children are going to die because of my sin? He said, yes. He said, what that man's telling you is the truth. So she got before God and she repented. She said, Lord, I'm sorry. I will submit to you in every area. And she went into her husband, Frank, and she said, Frank, I'm so sorry. I have sinned. I will submit to you, and I will be obedient to you, and I'll do anything you tell me to do. Well, it immediately began to change everything in their home. He became the spiritual leader, which before he never was. She was. So when she put the perspective back, and she let him take care of the spiritual things like God's put him in to do, and she fell under submission to God and to him, everything in their family began to change. Their children began to not be sick so much. And now they've got a test in 3 months, or I believe it's 3 months. They got to go back to the doctor to check this other leg again to see how rapidly it's deteriorating, because the last time they were there, the doctor said, it's already too far gone and your boy will be an invalid. He'll not be able to walk very much longer. They were getting ready to go to the doctor to have this check after she got right with God and her husband. And on the way to the hospital, the doctor spoke to her and said, Terry, today you're going to be put to the test. She said, I don't know what this means, Lord. They get to the doctor, and the doctors checked the leg, and they couldn't believe it. The leg, instead of deteriorating to where they thought, had come back way back backward, and now the leg is increasing. And they said, goodness, the leg is fixable now. We can go in and do surgery on it and fix it. And she says, no. If God has brought it back, I'm going to let him keep fixing it. That's what the Lord says. You're going to be put to the test, see. Now then you're either going to believe them or you're going to believe me. Okay. And so the little boy now, he's in excruciating pain. When mama says, no, we're not going to let you do the surgery. Now the little boy that was screaming before, don't let him do this to me, which has now been through this, and he's experienced all this pain. But now with the pain he's in, he screams, Mama, please let him do it. So Mama's really put to the test. She says, no. Her and her husband made the decision. No, we're going to trust God. Well, let me tell you. Today, the boy is playing football. There's not anything wrong with his legs, either one of them. All sickness and disease has gone away from that home. The other one that had asthma, he's been completely healed and everything. And I'm going to tell you, you talk about a man and woman, when they come to church, hold hands and love each other. Let me tell you, that couple loves each other. They're on fire for each other. And they got them three boys, and they're just as healthy as they can be. And it all revolved around Mama's forgiveness and falling in line and submitting to her husband. Now, a lot of people don't realize, this is why a lot of people get sick in the church. God says in His Word, husbands, love your wives. And then He didn't just tell you a little bit about how to do it. He said, use my example, and I died for the church, You men are to love your wives even to the point you would die for that woman and give your life for her. That's how you're supposed to love her. Not many men love their women like that. But that's a requirement. And then he turns right around and says, wives, submit to your husbands. Even to the point like Sarah was, and calling your husbands Lord. Calling him Lord. And then he says, whose daughters you're mine if you do that. I got real tickled at Cheryl the other night. We were talking about some of these things and everything. And we were reading these things and talking these things. We're in there in the bed in a little while. And I said, honey, would you do something? She reached over and said, yes, Lord. I thought, you sweetheart. Oh, goodness. But that night she had read the scripture, fresh on her mind. And she says, yes, Lord. I will do anything you tell me to do. Did you know that's what God told her to do? Isn't that amazing? But you know, he told me to love her too. So if he commanded me to love her, I'm going to have to love her. And if he commanded the woman to submit to the man, he wasn't just talking. He said that purposely. Now I'm going to tell you another story on top of that. And I don't think that couple's here today. I don't see them anywhere, but they may be back here somewhere. There was a man coming, got healed the other day, and him and his wife came, and then they came to the church every Sunday, and then he brought his daughter. And he told me last Tuesday night at Bible study, he said, I brought my daughter to one of your services, and says, you told that story that I just told right now. And you talked about wives and husbands, and he said, I thought, what a terrible day for Thurman to tell this story, because my daughter has never submitted to her husband. She'll probably just get up and walk out. But he said, after the service that day, he said, we went home, and my daughter went in and confessed her sin to her husband and repented and told her husband that she asked him to forgive her and that she would get right with God and him, and she would submit both to God and him. And he said, they had a 17-year-old boy, and before the boy was born, his daughter, the boy's mother, had warts on her hands, and said when the baby was born, the baby had those warts on his hands. And said they burned the warts off, but they come back in the scars, and for 17 years, that boy, since he's been born, has had warts on his hands. He said, after repenting, he said, I said, you know, Thurman prayed for people that warts come off and they come off. He said, now all the sins are repented of. You've submitted to your husband and God. They went in and, boy, I understood the boy wasn't there. He was out, 17 years old. So they went in and prayed over his bed, laid hands on his bed. He said, Thurman, 3 days later, there wasn't a wart on that boy's body. Now, isn't that amazing? When you sin, you give the devil legal right to make you sick. Well, that's why most people are here today, because they don't want to be sick. Now, then, I've come to realize, just like this precious lady over here told me, she was at the Amber Rose Healing Conference the other day, and her faith got so high during that conference, she got out of her wheelchair and walked. But she said it was so unbelievable that when she got home, she said, I just don't think this is going to last. And guess what?
It didn't last
but 24 hours. She is back in her wheelchair. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Unbelief of the promises of God is the greatest theft, greatest thief that there is. The promises are there. All we got to do is believe them. Now then, after all of that, I'm going to show you a little bit from Romans 13, and I'm going to show you something, how I read this for years and didn't understand or get this picture of the two kingdoms, the two executive departments. But you need to know these are here. Because if you want to walk healed after we pray for you, you're going to have to remember that the executive department is there. Now then, if you walked, everywhere you walked on this earth, with a police officer with a gun on his side walking right beside you, how many rules would you break? Now, you're pretty smart, young lady. You shook your head immediately. I wouldn't, because if I break a rule, what's he going to do? He's going to take you and put you in jail, and you don't want to go spend no time in jail, right? Now, if he's not there, and you don't see him, and you look around, and you don't see nobody, you might do something, might do something, but if he's standing there, you're not going to do it, right? Well, you got to get this picture. Jesus and the devil, or one of his demons, is standing right beside you 24/7. And so you don't get by with nothing. And when you get a hold of this picture, In fact, since I was over at Amber Rose at Gateway the other day, one of the pastors over there, he was going to send, he told me a story about a year ago. He said, this happened back right after, I think he got out of seminary and whatever. He was already preaching at a church, but him and his wife got into a disagreement. Now, I know that nobody in here has ever had a disagreement with your spouse. You know, I just know we don't do that. Now, only this pastor's the only man that ever had this kind of a problem. No, we've all had that kind of problem. Everybody does. But he let it get a little out of hand. Him and his wife wasn't speaking for a few days, and so he runs down to a store one day to buy something, runs into an old high school sweetheart. And she runs up and grabs him, squeezes him and everything. Well, that lights his fire, and then first thing you know, they're down having dinner, and first thing you know, they're over in her apartment, and then first thing you know, he said, I'm fixing to do something I know I'm not supposed to do. Now see, this just goes to show you how the devil works. How the devil works. He's a pastor. He knows better. He knows better. But the devil's just working on his mind. Oh, look at your old sweetheart. Isn't she prettier than your wife? Well, just take her home. We're going to have dinner with her. Wonder where all them thoughts come from, huh? Yeah, our good buddy the devil. He said, I'm up there fixing to do something I know I'm not supposed to do. When all of a sudden, I hear this audible voice, and I'll just use the word Joe for a name. He said, Joe, do you know what you're fixing to do is wrong? And he said, when I heard that, it was so clear, I turned to see who was speaking to me. And he said, there was nobody there. But who was there?
Jesus
was there. Who spoke to him? Jesus, because he was wanting to save his son from what he was fixing to do. Now, that just goes to show you that if you ever went to bed with somebody out of wedlock, Jesus was right there watching you. Isn't that terrible? But guess who else was sitting there watching you too? The devil. The devil was watching you and Jesus was watching you. And the devil, he stands there and says, God, look at your stupid little son there or your stupid little daughter. You see what they're doing? Yeah, I was the one that enticed them. That's true. I did that, but they didn't have to yield to me, but they did. And so now I have legal right to them. And that's what's going on. Now I'm going to show you something here in Romans 13. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Now, you can take that. There's a higher powers is either God or the executive department here on the earth. The higher powers. For there is no power but of God. Okay, so who made Satan and his host? God did. All things are made by him and for him, and not anything exists, whether visible or invisible, except he made it. It took me a long time to figure out why he made Satan and his host of demons. But I now know. You know why?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.